This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. We had a spirited conversation about the Cavaliers. In fact, I might take one more phone call on the Cavs. Can I do that? Because then I want to get to football. You good?
Andy, I'm
looking
all for
looking
it.
For permission. Patrick and Willoughby. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi guys.
Hey.
This is here's my thought on what's wrong with the Cavaliers.
Here we go.
It's the same thing since they got manhandled by the Knicks. They're too soft. Just looking at the box score, because I work afternoon shift, Zubac got 20 rebounds. He scored 28 points. That tells me he just manhandled our bigs. So what happens now, once we're being dominated in the point, the court gets so much smaller that those three-point shots are now contested. And this has been an ongoing problem. I only saw a couple games this year because I don't even have cable because I don't even like this three-point shooting business. But anyway.
Wait, that's why you don't have cable? Because you don't like three-point shooting?
I don't want to pay $200 a month to watch three NBA basketball to jack up threes all day long. Okay, now, Houston, I saw Houston this year. Steven Adams did the same thing. He punked us. Also, now that I got you, this is the first time I've ever called. I just couldn't take it anymore. Also, now they got you on the line, here's how you fix the Browns.
Oh, keep going. All right. Well, we're going to talk Browns in a second. So lead us into that, Patrick.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Fix the Browns. Fix go.
When you got a guy like Kareem Hunt, you don't cut him. He goes to Kansas City, carries them to the Super Bowl, and then they don't even go to him in the Super Bowl. Also, they got Joe Flacco, leads the Browns to the playoffs, which is almost like the Super Bowl to any other team. They don't re-sign him.
Patrick, thank you for the phone call.
Patrick,
call again.
Did you go to Willoughby South?
No, I'm an East Lake North. I was a Hooper at East Lake North.
Nice. All right.
Wow.
There you go.
Going against the grain, too. Thank you, Patrick.
Can I let me follow up one thing Patrick said?
Yes.
Talented big centers, and I mean big, I don't mean tall, can give the Cavs a little bit of a problem because Jarrett, though a terrific center and good rebounder and good defender, is slight. And so the muscle guy inside can be a problem. However, Jarrett could be a problem for those guys because he can outquick them.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's all a chess match.
All right, they had a bad game. Chalk that up for a bad game for
absolutely.
Last night.
Absolutely. There's no reason to panic, but there's also the thought that a lot of people...
Jeff, you do realize if they do lose tonight, I may go into a little bit of a panic.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be fun.
Oh, great.
The thing that I think people need to realize, Like, you're a little over the top today with your concern. That's okay, because Andy, you care.
Concern is
you
not
care,
over.
Andy,
I do.
You
I do
care.
Care. Yes,
you
that's
care.
True. But I'm not over the top.
Folks who think that this tremendous regular season means, oh, they're going to the NBA Finals. Here we go. It's a championship. Well, maybe. But the playoffs are a whole nother world, and you've got to be playing well at the right time and blah, 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 blah. More blah, blah, blahs from me. But just don't think that this team has an automatic pass to the NBA Finals, because I think that's anything but the case, despite the fact that they've been incredible during the regular season.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Browns.
Okay.
All right, as we go into this draft, which is going to be here before you know it, right? If I keep saying that, that makes it true, right? It'll be here before you know it. And you look at the track record of Stefanski and Barry with quarterbacks. What goes through your mind?
It's not been very good. That's what goes through my mind.
Yeah, and so why?
But you know why it hasn't been very good? Because they made their big move and it didn't work. That's why. They made their big move. You thought that it was going to work, but it hasn't worked. In 5 years of the Stefanski-Barry era, Andy?
Yes.
11 different guys have played quarterback in a game, thrown a pass for them. They're not very good. That's not very good. I'll give you the list.
Now
you
I
want
feel like
the
my,
list
yeah,
here?
Give me the list. Oh, is this worthy of music or no?
No, I don't think it's worthy of music. It's worthy of discussion.
All right, go ahead.
There's a point to this that the entire thing can be dismissed with. It didn't work with Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
My guess is it won't work with Deshaun Watson, and they have to come up with another plan, and I think that's what they're going to do this offseason. It's already started with Jameis being dispatched to parts unknown, at least for now. I'd be stunned if he's back. And Deshaun more than likely not seeing the football field at all this year, and with Kenny Pickett being traded here. But take a look at the 11 guys that have been here. And we'll go over them real quickly. There are five that are worthy of consideration and six that just kind of had to play because of injuries and everything else. The six guys, Andy, that I kind of dismissed because they didn't play very much.
Mm-hmm.
Case Keenum, 2 games, but he was 2-0.
Okay.
E.J. Walker played 2 games, started 2 games. These are all starts, was 1-1. DTR started 5 games. He was 1-4. That didn't work. And then 3 guys started 1 game each and lost them. Jeff Driscoll, Nick Mullins, and Bailey Zappi.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Man, the confidence I have about this quarterback is right there.
Now, see, those guys were all either signed to be a backup or one was drafted to be developed, and the others were Band-Aids. That's what PJ, Driscoll, Mullins, and Zappi were. this is to me where you think, can, and this is the bottom line here, can this crew identify quarterback talent and then develop quarterback talent? And I was just trying to think, who's the best quarterback? What's the best quarterback play we've had since this team, since this group has been here? You know, because we can look all the way back to 99. That doesn't matter. These guys weren't here then. But these guys were here, and these were their quarterbacks. They brought in Jacoby Brissett when they knew that Jacoby was going to have to play because Deshaun was out. He was okay, but he was 4-7. Right? And Deshaun came in and was immediately better. You assumed with Deshaun that Jameis was going to play at some point. You just kind of assumed, I don't know. And unfortunately for Deshaun, he tore his Achilles, and Jameis had to play. 7 starts, he was 2-5. So to me, those are the 5th and 4th best quarterbacks that this team has had under Barry and Stefanski. Now you tell me, what order are you going to put these three guys in, Andy?
All right,
best quarterback play the Browns have had under Barry and Stefanski. Is it Joe Flacco?
Yes.
Is it Baker Mayfield?
Okay.
Is it Deshaun Watson?
What's my order there? It's not too tough. Baker, Flacco, Watson.
I went Flacco, Baker, Watson, even though the Flacco sample size is really small.
And that's exactly why.
Yeah. But as far as actual play on the field, Flacco was better. But he started 5 games. He was 4-1 and then butchered a playoff game. Baker's record in the 2 seasons with these guys that he was with was 17-13. And then you wanted an upgrade. You thought you were getting an upgrade. You made a huge deal to get an upgrade. And Deshaun Watson and his starts has a record of 9-10. So
what was the Flacco record again? Sorry.
4-1.
4-1.
Not including the playoff game.
Okay.
So, you know, Flacco for a very short period of time, I think, is the best quarterback play that we've ever seen under Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. And then Baker. Now here's the catch to this, and this is where, to me, Andy, this is where this might become a concern. You guys tell me what you think about this, if this is a concern. Mm-hmm. They've had 11 quarterbacks, okay? 11 quarterbacks in their 5 years who have played.
Okay.
These guys have actually played. You signed 2 off of other teams' practice squads, Zappe and Driscoll. You signed 6 as free agents. Okay. And those guys, Brissett and Winston and Flacco and Keenum and PJ and Nick Mullins. You traded for 1, Deshaun. That didn't work. You drafted 1, DTR, and that didn't work. And you inherited 1, Baker. So he was here. In other words, the quarterbacks they've brought in haven't done the job, except for Joe Flacco. And how did you get Flacco? He was sitting there and needed a gig, and you needed a quarterback. And other teams passed on him, if you recall. Other teams signed veteran quarterbacks that year, and they ended up not taking Flacco, and Joe came in and played really well. So I won't say that this group has ignored the quarterback spot because they thought they made the move in Deshaun, but their trade didn't work out. Their draft pick didn't work out, DTR. And for the most part, their free agent signings didn't work out.
And
they're sitting here with the second pick, and they need a quarterback.
And they let their inherited guy go.
Who arguably is the best quarterback they've had. And in all honesty, probably is, except for five games with Joe, where Joe was tremendous.
Right. And there was no drama with Joe.
No drama. It was a feel-good story, and everybody ignored the interceptions because they went 4-1.
It's easy to ignore them when
sure
you win.
Sure it is.
Come back, take the lead, no one cares.
Jameis didn't work, even though, man, he had
He made it fun. I'll give him that.
And you know the one thing I keep going back to about Jameis? That makes me think, Andy, you sure you want to give up on him? His record wasn't good, right? 2-5?
Right.
He beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know. I just...
And threw it like crazy.
Do you have any hallucinations that he's coming back?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It's way down on my list of options. But I do think it's a possibility. And here's why I think it's a possibility. Let's just say, okay? Today, Aaron Rodgers says, I'm going to the Giants. Russell Wilson says, I'm going back to the Steelers. Steelers decide they're going to call Russ. Boom, he's gone, he's gone. Minnesota goes out and signs, I don't know, fill in the blank. The Giants are then, you know, they've got Aaron. Steelers have Russ. Somebody signs in Minnesota. Who's going to play in Cleveland? Jameis needs a team. Browns need a quarterback. I think there's still an outside chance.
Jeff, I've got an option. I'm not sure most Browns fans want to hear, but something happened in the last 24 hours that makes me think this is still on the table. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. 216-474-0092.